We want to bring in State Senator Ryan McDougal, who represents Hanover. He's also the Senate Republican Caucus Chair. Senator, good morning. Thanks for being with us today. How are you?
Good morning, Gary. Thank you for having me on.
Well, so last week I really wanted to get a chance to speak with you when I saw the story about your call for the resignation. Let's go back to what happened last weekend. This finely crafted American flag was posted at this construction site that took a lot of time to make. It was posted in a show of patriotism for the 4th of July weekend, and the governors and the Northam administration forced it to be removed, which I find to be an outrage, and I know you do as well. Just talk about your feelings about that whole situation.
Well, Gary, I hadn't heard about it initially until my little girl, who's 8, her name's Reagan, came up and said, "Daddy, why'd they take the flag down?" And I candidly didn't know what she was talking about. So we did a little investigation and found that they took it down. On the 4th of July, as we've gone through all these conversations about the direction of law enforcement, what they should be able to do, what they shouldn't be able to do, the questions about race, the questions about statute, the thing that is lacking for the conversation is the fact that we're all Americans. Regardless of your ideas or political views or beliefs, we're all Americans. And the symbol of America is our flag. It should be flying. We should be proud of the fact that it's flying. And we should protect the ability to fly the American flag, regardless of if there are people that want to take it down or don't like it or other countries. That is the symbol of what brings us all together. And particularly on the 4th of July, we should be holding it up. We should be defending it. And we should be talking about what binds us, not those things that divide us.
I know you called for the person who made that decision to resign, but I want to ask you this. Do you view this as a larger issue about the entire tenor of the Ralph Northam governorship and his administration and the way they treat not just the flag, but that is there's a lot more layers to the way they've approached governance?
There absolutely are a lot more layers. But when you come down to the flag and decisions, it is okay to have any kind of other demonstration. But when you want to put up a symbol of what brings us together as Americans, we're going to take that down. That's just not acceptable. The flag should go back up. Those individuals who crafted it and posted it should be thanked for their desire to show how much they support America, how much they support what binds us together. And absolutely, the administration has not been pushing those things that bring us together. They have been pushing those things that divide us. And that's not a good way to govern, and that's not a good way for Virginia or the country to move forward.
Obviously, the 4th of July, you would think, would be a day where we could put all that aside and celebrate the country that we live in. And in the past, that's what's been done. But we're living in a different world now, aren't we, Senator?
We are very much living in a different world. And it is challenging. You know, our children are not in school. They're not getting the education that they deserve by being able to go to school 5 days a week. We're having to talk about all the things that make us different and break us apart, but we're not having the conversation about what brings us all together. And that flag is truly that symbol. And those are the conversations that we need to be having. And our leaders should be pushing those conversations forward. Even though we all have differences, there are things that bind us together. One of the things I'll tell you, Gary, no other country in the world could you have those displays. Could you protest? Could you express different views? Could you say you don't like certain individuals in the government? We can in America. We need to defend that, the ability to have those expressions. But we also need to defend that we bring all those different views together for one purpose, to be Americans, to be free. And our children deserve it. We need to fight for it. And we need to fight for our flag as that symbol.
Well, amen to all of that. I would add very quickly that we need to be able to fight for our ability for people to protest against our leaders, but while doing it in a law-abiding fashion. Would you not agree with that?
Absolutely. It is unacceptable to to go out and destroy businesses, to destroy public property, to damage things that belong to others, to steal because you say you're protesting. That is unacceptable. Express your views. We had thousands, over 30,000 Virginians came to Richmond earlier this year to express their very strong held views about our Second Amendment rights. They did it peacefully. They cleaned up after they left. They picked up trash, scraped up stickers off the street. They expressed their views, didn't destroy a single thing. That's the way it should be, not one of lawlessness because you're protesting. That is not acceptable. And as again, that is something that divides us. We need to be talking about what brings us together under our rights and as Americans.
Senator, I have to ask you real quick. I heard you mention our kids need to be in school. That's been a hot topic this week. A lot of talk about the back to school. I know Hanover County is planning some sort of announcement next week, but I get the feeling you feel like the kids need to be in school.
I have a elementary school child. I am supplementing her education every day. I have a lot of skills being a teacher. My mom was a teacher, but she didn't pass that down to me. She needs to be in school. Her friends need to be in school. We need to protect this generation. They need to be able to learn in a classroom setting.
Obviously, those like-minded with you have the opportunity to express themselves at the ballot box in November and in November of 2021. But what else can people do to get the message across to leadership?
Well, I mean, particularly on the schools, Gary, they need to be talking to their school board members or their supervisors in Hanover. Our supervisor, we do not have elected school boards, which I think we have an excellent education system. We need, parents need to express the fact that our children need to be in school. The American Council of Pediatricians came out with a report saying we are damaging our children by not having them in school. We ought to be listening to the pediatricians telling us what harm we're doing. Our kids need to learn. We need to make sure that they have the ability to be back in school. Parents need to fight for those rights.
Well, I'm just going to say a hearty amen to that, and we'll leave it at that. Ryan, I appreciate your time this morning, and let me just say well said.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate you having me on.